Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, May 5th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Milwaukee Brewers dropped 3 out of 4 to the Cincinnati Reds at the Great American Ballpark this weekend, falling 4-3 in 10 innings on Sunday. Scooter Gennett and Chris Davis hit solo home runs for the Brewers. Jonathan Lucroy with an RBI single, and Kyle Loesch left with a 3-2 lead, but this time the bullpen could not hold it. As Brandon Kinsler gives up a solo home run to Brandon Phillips in the eighth inning to tie the game, then Tyler Thornburg serves up a 2-out walk-off RBI double to Todd Frazier in the bottom of the 10th.
Huge momentum builder, huge confidence builder. You know, knowing we're still not in full strength and we're still doing this, it's pretty cool. And like I said, everybody's coming together. You know, it's a great feeling.
Brewers manager Ron Renicki says Loesch was good enough to win again.
Yeah, battled with his command some, but same thing. He keeps us in ball games. He gives us a chance. He comes out with the lead. And with our bullpen, we feel really good about that. So we've been pitching great, and we made a couple mistakes today in the bullpen.
Brewers finished the road trip 3-4. They are 21-11, still lead the NL Central by 5 games over the St. Louis Cardinals. Brewers return home to face the Arizona Diamondbacks on Monday night. Ryan Braun placed on the 15-day disabled list over the weekend with that strained intercostal muscle. Logan Schaefer comes off the DL for the Brewers. St. Louis beat the Cubs Sunday night 5-4. Yadier Molina with a 2-run single in the top of the ninth. Miami over the LA Dodgers 5-4. Jeff Baker with a walk-off RBI double. Giants beat the Braves 4-1. Brandon Crawford with a pair of home runs. The Braves have dropped 6 in a row. Phillies get a single that knocked in a run from Chase Utley in the first inning, and that stands up. Philadelphia beats Washington 1-0. Mets over the Colorado Rockies 5-1. And the Padres beat the Diamondbacks 4-3. Yonder Alonso with the game-winning single in the bottom of the ninth. The San Diego avoids the sweep. In the American League, the White Sox beat Cleveland 4-3. Dion Viciata with a 3-run home run in the top of the ninth. Rays over the Yankees 5-1. Will Myers of Tampa with a 3-run inside the park home run. Oakland shades Boston 3-2 in 10. Minnesota beats Baltimore 5-2. It was Detroit 9, Kansas City 4. Seattle beat Houston 8-7. Rangers pummeled the Angels 14-3, pounding out 14 hits. Interleague play, Toronto a winner over Pittsburgh 7-2. Colby Rasmus with a grand slam home run off Edinson Volquez.
I was just trying to be out over the plate and throw my hands at anything because, you know, he's got a good changeup, good curveball and a good two-seam, and he already tried to throw me a couple in, so I was just trying to be ready to put it in play.
Minor League Baseball had the Wisconsin Timber Riders score 6 runs in the first inning on their way to a 10-3 victory over Clinton to wrap up a homestand at Fox City Stadium. Rattlers are 13-16, traveling to Kane County on Monday night. The St. Norbert Green Knights sweep Lawrence University to finish second in the Midwest Conference North Division. Green Knights reaching the Midwest Conference playoffs for the 14th time in 16 years. Ripon, top seed, will host the tournament next weekend. The Green Bay Phoenix softball team winning their first Horizon League regular season title over the weekend with a Saturday doubleheader sweep of Valparaiso. They did lose the regular season finale Sunday 7-3, but finished 24-12 overall, 11-5 in the Horizon League. Phoenix will be the number one seed when the Horizon League tournament starts on Wednesday. Great weekend for the NBA with 5 game sevens to wrap up the first round of the playoffs. On Saturday, Indiana beat Atlanta 92-80. They had to win the final 2 games of that series to move on. Paul George with 30 points and 11 rebounds in the clincher says it's all about surviving and advancing.
You know, this was a long series. we're happy to get over this hump. You know, and get ready for, you know, the next task, which is, preparing for the Wizards.
That second round series with Washington opens on Monday night. Oklahoma City beat Memphis 120-109 as Kevin Durant had 33 and Russell Westbrook 27 points, 16 assists, 10 rebounds, a triple-double to finish off a tough first round.
You got to give credit. Memphis is an unbelievable ball club. Well coached, did a great job of, you know, mixing things up, making it tougher, myself and Kevin. And, we're going to be ready. Recover tonight and get our minds ready for the next series.
That'll be against the Los Angeles Clippers, who held off Golden State Saturday night 126-121. Coach Doc Rivers says it was a special series under some trying circumstances.
Because of the week, I'm going to remember this game for a long time. And I really wanted it for our guys, too. You know, because of, you know, their history, they needed to get through this. and now they can go play.
On Sunday, the only road team to advance was the Brooklyn Nets, winning in Toronto 104-103. Joe Johnson with 26 points, and Paul Pierce delivered the big defensive play, blocking Kyle Lowry at the buzzer. Pierce has scored a lot of points in his career, said it was special to clinch it with D.
You know, you're playing for your lives, and you got to sell out for your team. You know, I really didn't have a great offensive game. I was in foul trouble most of the night. And sometimes you got to find ways to help your ball club win.
The San Antonio Spurs gave it to Tony Parker to clinch their Game 7 victory at home over Dallas, 119-96. Parker going off for 32 points.
I just knew that I had to be aggressive if we want to have a chance to win the game because of the strategy that the Mavericks chose. You know, they just dare me to score.
San Antonio will now get the Portland Trailblazers in round two. Stanley Cup playoffs on the weekend. Boston beat Montreal 5-3 to square that series at one. The LA Kings get a 1-0 lead on Anaheim. Sunday action had the Pittsburgh Penguins beat the New York Rangers 3-0, scoring a pair of late third period goals. Marc-Andre Fleury with 22 saves in the shutout, but he said the Penguins' offense kept on the attack.
That was awesome. The guys they did a great job, you know, I think from start to finish. And like you said, even though we had the lead, yeah. Nobody tried to play too much defense. You know, we kept going at them, and that's how we were successful today.
And the Chicago Blackhawks have now won six straight playoff games. They beat the Minnesota Wild 4-1 to take a 2-0 lead. Brandon Saad with a pair for Chicago, but Coach Joel Quenneville says this series is just getting started.
You know, they're going to be excited to go on home. The crowd's going to be loud as any building in the league. So they're going to have a lot of enthusiasm playing in front of their own crowd. We want to make sure we go in there and try to get a reasonable start and put ourselves in the game. But, you know, there's no easy games. There's no easy series. Never get ahead of yourself, particularly in the playoffs.
And racing on the weekend, the Aaron's 499 at Talladega goes to Denny Hamlin. First win of the year, 24th of his career, and this secures a spot in the chase.
We don't have to hit the panic button at this point. Now we can just focus on working on our program, doing whatever it takes to get ourselves in contention where we're a top five car every week. Because that's what it's going to take to win the championship.
Greg Biffle comes in second, Clint Bowyer third. Jeff Gordon maintains his points lead, 3 points clear of Matt Kenseth. Racing at Churchill Downs and California Chrome becomes the first California-bred horse since 1962 to win the Kentucky Derby with a strong finish down the stretch onto the Preakness. In golf, J.B. Holmes, a couple of years removed from brain surgery, wins the Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow, a one-shot victory over Jim Furyk. Stacey Lewis finishes with a blistering 64 to win the North Texas Shootout by 6, and Bernhard Langer wins the Champions Insperity Invitational by one shot over Fred Couples. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.